Hello, friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Right now, I need you to smash the follow button so you don't miss out on any of our awesome stories. Well, today we are going on part two of our adventure where Jasper has just found a unicorn in quicksand. How in the world did the quicksand get there? And what are the purple ninjas doing? I don't know. Well, are you ready for today's chapter two adventure? Me too, let's go! As Jasper was hiding behind some bushes, he didn't want the purple ninjas to know that he was there too.
Alright guys, yes, it looks like there is a real unicorn in there. Hooray!
Oh right, it's not a squirrel.
Oh, our first unicorn. The boss is going to be so happy.
Yes, he is. You see, if we're able to steal the magic out of all of the unicorns, then it will make Dr. Sticky Breath and Professor Sticky Fingers even more powerful. This was such a great trap here. I'm so glad that Professor Sticky Fingers was able to figure out how to make quicksand in the middle of nowhere.
That's how they did it. Professor Sticky Fingers, he's always up to making stuff sticky, you know, and quicksand. Oh, that makes so much sense. As Jasper was listening and hearing all these things the purple ninjas were saying, he was slowly pulling out some of his spy gear. You see, people on the spy team, we always gotta keep our gear with us, just in case we need it. Because remember, Jasper was not on a mission. He was out having a fun day. When all of a sudden he found that stuck unicorn, Harmony, and now it's up to Jasper to save the day. Jasper picked up his walkie-talkie and called into Spyology Squad.
Spyology Squad, are you there? This is Jasper, over.
Shh.
Hey, Jasper. Yeah, this is Jaden. I can tell you're whispering. Is everything okay?
No, it's not okay. The purple ninjas just showed up. Are you guys sending some kind of backup or something?
Shh.
Well, we're not able to send any people of our team out there, but we're sending you a special vacuum that's going to be able to suck out the unicorn from the quicksand. It's on its way on a drone. It should be there any minute. Just hang tight.
Shh.
Jasper put his walkie-talkie away and knew that he had to act fast, or else the purple ninjas were going to get away with Harmony.
All right, little unicorn, come over here. We'll help you get unstuck. Just come over here and grab onto this here.
The purple ninjas were holding out something for Harmony to grab onto so that they could take her away. Well, Jasper needed to stop them.
Hey, purple ninjas, freeze!
What? Who's... Hey, where did you come from?
Said one of the purple ninjas.
This is my friend. You have to leave her alone. Go away, or else...
Or else what? It's just you in the middle of nowhere. What are you gonna do to us ninjas?
Well, I could do this. And just like that, Jasper shot one of his net shooters towards the purple ninjas.
Ah! It got us!
The net worked perfectly. It had captured the purple ninjas, and they even splashed some of that sticky quicksand all over themselves. So they were rolling on the ground in a sticky net mess.
Aw, man, how are we gonna get out of here? Hey, get off me. Your foot is on my face.
Oh, sorry. That was an accident.
Ugh, what are we gonna do?
The purple ninjas had turned into a squibbly, squabbly mess. That was the sound of the drone delivering the vacuum from Spyology Squad.
Wow, that was fast, said Jasper. As he picked up this giant vacuum, he wasn't exactly sure how to use it, but he dropped the hose over Harmony's body.
What are you gonna do with that? You're not gonna stick me into a vacuum, are you? Are you crazy?
Shouted Harmony.
I know, this looks ridiculous, but... this is what Spyology Squad sent me. I think it's the only way right now to get you out of the quicksand before the purple ninjas send backup. Just close your eyes and hang on.
As Jasper turned on this very noisy vacuum, it sucked onto the side of Harmony the Unicorn and pulled her right out of the quicksand.
It worked! You saved me! Holy skitters, how did you do that?
I guess this is a special vacuum for removing unicorns out of quicksand. I mean, like, that's what it says on the side here. Jasper was pointing to a label on the side of the vacuum, and that's what it said. Special vacuum for removing unicorns out of quicksand.
Wow, Spyology Squad has something for everything.
Yes, but we really got to get out of here before backup comes for these purple ninjas. Let's go. Jasper and his new friend Harmony the Unicorn started running for the hills. They had to get out of there fast.
Thank you so much for saving me, Jasper. I couldn't have done it without you.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so glad I was able to help. Those purple ninjas, they can be real sneaky sometimes. But I guess you should probably let all your unicorn friends to stay away from the area and keep an eye out for quicksand because I think they're after all of you.
Yeah, absolutely. I will make sure that all the unicorns know to look out for that sneaky quicksand. There's no way that we're going to get stuck in there ever again.
Meanwhile, up at Dr. Stinky Breath's blimp lab.
All right, I must check in with the purple ninjas. Hand me that walkie-talkie.
Here you go, boss.
Perfect. Shh. All right, purple ninjas, I need update. Did you catch that unicorn that got stuck in the quicksand? Shh.
No, no, and we need help. Send backup. We got caught in the big sticky net.
You what? But where is the unicorn?
Oh, well, the unicorn is gone, but who cares about that? We're stuck in this sticky mess. Help us!
What are you talking about? You not only let him get away, but you yourselves got stuck. How in the world do I get stuck with purple ninjas every time? Professor Sticky Fingers, I think we might need a new plan.
Wow, great job, Jasper. You saved the day, not only saving this unicorn, but you also stopped Dr. Stinky Breath from stealing all their magical powers. Whew, what a brave and sticky job you've done. The end. Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Drew and Anne from Louisiana, Francis from Washington, D.C., Willow and Fleur from Grand Rapids, Michigan, Justin from California, Mabel from California, Juliet from Pennsylvania, and Felix from New Hampshire. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day. And I will see you on our next adventure. Bye.